This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, happy Friday the 13th. And people keep asking, is Friday the 13th really risky for your health? You know, I, being a doctor and having practiced on many Friday the 13th, no, I do not feel that the heart attacks are higher on this date. But I can say that there has been studies looking at car accidents. So Friday the 13th, you know, I think it's risky for as big a deal as you make it. But fascinatingly, there was a study that said it's more dangerous for women than men. So let's go back and do a little bit of history of Friday the 13th. So 13 has been a number that many Western cultures have, I guess, looked at as a bad luck. Like, for example, you know, we have 12 days of Christmas, 12 zodiac signs, 12 tribes of Israel. So 12 is a number that's, I guess, very common. So for some reason, I guess 13 seemed to be what, you know, we got 12 months, etc., seemed to feel like there was an outlier, even though I think some of the original calendars had 13 months. And in fact, I think there were 13 zodiac signs originally. And we don't remember there was that, you know, NASA had said, look, you know, there is another star. And people were like, oh, no, that means I'm not a Gemini anymore. But, you know, so they say the ancient code of Hammurabi, this is according to history.com, reportedly omitted a 13th law from its list of legal rules because, you know, again, 13 negative connotations, I don't know. The Bible, though, you know, 13 guests attended the Last Supper. You know, you had Jesus plus his 12 apostles. So, you know, you wonder if maybe 13 guests at a table is a bad omen. Friday has negative connotations. Jesus was crucified on a Friday, and Friday was said to be the day that Eve gave Adam the fateful apple, and Friday was the day that Cain killed his brother Abel. So, you know, 13 has just been, I guess, a number that has been long pervaded. Interestingly, though, in some cultures, 13 is a kind of a good luck number. You know, in many cultures, when you turn 13, you're considered an adult. And there's, rituals and things like that done. So Friday the 13th, though, started to become this legend with a 1907 publication called, you know, Friday the 13th, written by Thomas Wilson Lawson. It was the story of a New York City stockbroker who played on superstitions about the date, created chaos on Wall Street, and then he made a mess of the market. Now, that was written in 1907. But then what really made Friday the 13th a household name and a scary one was the movie in the 1980s, where a hockey mask-wearing killer named Jason would, you know, go and kill people and all that. So according to History.com, some bad things did happen on Friday the 13th, Friday, October 13th. Officers of King Philip IV of France arrested the Knights of Templar, a powerful religious and military order. So, I mean, how they kept all those records where it was a Friday the 13th, who knows? But from a health standpoint, that's what I care about. So there was a study in 1993 where a Dr. Scanlon and his colleagues looked at car accidents in the UK that occurred on Friday the 6th and on Friday the 13th. And they found, even though there were less cars on the road, hospital admissions for accidents were significantly higher on the 13th. They concluded that Friday the 13th was unlucky for some, that the risk of hospital admission as a result of transport accident might be increased as much as 52% staying home as recommended. Then, a study done in Finland found in 2002 found women to be at more risk than men on Friday the 13th when it came to traffic accidents. They said an estimated 38% of traffic deaths involving women on this day were attributed to Friday the 13th itself. You kidding me? So they say Friday the 13th may be a dangerous day for women, largely because of anxiety from superstition. The risk of traffic deaths on this date could be reduced by one-third, although the absolute gain would remain very small, only one death per 5 million person days. Dr. Bruce Lowe from Eastern Virginia Medical School and colleagues tried to dispel the myth, and they found that the date did not make a lick of difference when it came to a variety of medical conditions, except, quote, penetrating trauma. So, do people get killed? I mean, is crime up on Friday the 13th? So, you know, I get how Friday the 13th might be a little spookier around Halloween. But in May, you know, I really believe that superstition breeds anxiety, and then anxiety could breed accidents. So, you know, I say chill. It's a Friday, okay? Relax. I am superstitious, no doubt. You know, I won't walk under a ladder, although I do have black cats. You know, I love my black cats. You know, but sometimes I have like a little gray on their tummy or something like that, or, you know, so they might not be completely, but I love black cats. But, you know, I don't put a hat on the bed. That was a superstition. For some reason, something bad happens when I put a hat on the bed. When a bird flies into your house, somebody's going to die. So when I was a kid, a bird flew into the house. And then the next week or two, my grandfather died. Now, I know that could be anything. But as a kid, if there is a bird in the house, I just call all the family and I say, you know, don't die in the next couple weeks. So, you know, things happen. There's so many superstitions. Rabbit's feet, I don't do. I don't do rabbit's feet because I like rabbits and I don't want anyone, you know, cut off a rabbit's foot for that. I remember the 80s, everybody had rabbit's feet. That never brought me luck. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember we were told that Putin might have Parkinson's. We've been talking about that for a few years now, where it was, he seems to have some uncontrollable movements of his hand, seems to be walking. It almost looked like he was walking with a little bit of a limp. Seems to be sitting in very awkward positions. Some certain stiffness we're seeing. Could be signs of Parkinson's. Or, as I've said, it could be a side effect of a medication to treat psychosis that makes somebody appear to have Parkinson's. But then we were told about a week or two ago that Putin was about to have cancer. About to have surgery. Abdominal surgery for cancer. So what sort of surgery would require going in through the abdomen? What sort of cancer? Well, colon cancer, gastric cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, a whole variety, biliary cancer. There could be bladder cancer, prostate, and they just say abdomen rather than, saying specifically groin. Well, now we're being told that Putin might have blood cancer. Now, blood cancer would be like a leukemia. So, again, not entirely sure what the abdominal surgery is for. And then, if he did need abdominal surgery, why hasn't he done it yet? But an audio recording of a Russian oligarch has claimed, according to a new report, that he has close ties with the Kremlin, apparently, and is known as, quote-unquote, Yuri, to protect his identity, claimed a number of the health problems Putin is believed to be suffering from are linked to him having blood cancer. His lower back problems, apparently he had surgery in October 21, a few months before the invasion of Ukraine, on his back. That could explain why he looks uncomfortable when he sits, but he's very pale to me, Putin, and he's also very bloated. So there's some close-ups, and I posted these pictures, where it appears he had makeup, and parts where the makeup wasn't covered, what did, you know, was already coming off, you could see how white his skin was, and the eyes look a little pale to me. Now, again, I'm not his physician. I can't be there to examine his conjunctiva, and I can't, you know, look at all his mucous membranes and, you know, give you a more adequate diagnosis. But just from what I'm seeing in the pictures, yeah, he looks a little pale, and he also looks puffy. Now, a puffy face we see with steroids. So the steroids might be not so much for the cancer treatment as maybe his back issues. So, you know, and steroids can also affect other sorts of, you know, metabolic processes. Sometimes steroids could accelerate cancer. So, you know, whether it's Parkinson's, whether it's bowel cancer, whether that requires abdominal surgery, whether it's blood cancer, we keep hearing that there's things going on. Now, he's 69 years old. And so, you know, you have a 69-year-old man. What does the average 69-year-old man have? Well, I mean, in America, it's very common to have high blood pressure. It's very common to be pre-diabetic. It's very common to have some issue with the prostate. So, you know, you do need your colon cancer screens. You do need your, you know, bone density screens. You need your heart screened. But, you know, some sort of coronary artery disease. But, you know, we're not getting necessarily a clear idea of what could be going on. And, you know, why do we need to know? Well, because I think a lot of people are hoping that Putin goes away and this Ukraine war could finally end. So his health is in a lot of people's scope and crosshairs, because they need to know if, you know, he's deteriorating, where his mindset is. You know, I told you guys, I was a little shocked. I mean, first of all, what Putin has been doing has been very shocking with the genocide and all that. But remember I told you guys that I just recently saw a story that happened years ago where apparently Robert Kraft said Putin stole his Super Bowl ring. And I opened this up going, this is clickbait. This can't be true. But apparently, and my husband said, oh, yeah, he heard about it when it happened. Robert Kraft, I believe, the owner of the Patriots, was in Russia for some reason. I'm not clear why. And I think he was just visiting. And I guess Putin wanted to meet him. And whether the ambassadors or somebody had said, you know, wow, he would probably really like to see your Super Bowl ring. So I said, well, that's a good idea. When I meet him, I'll show him the ring. So I guess Putin looked at the ring. He tried it on. And then he just walked away. And Kraft had said when he tried to press forward to get it back, a bunch of KGB men blocked him, and Putin left and took his ring. And when he tried to go to American authorities, they said, look, it's not worth causing World War III over a Super Bowl ring that you lost. And so, you know, I know people are like, well, how is that, you know, compared to everything Putin does, you know, that pales in comparison to all the atrocities he does. It does. But it just shows you, everybody said, oh, he was nice, and then he changed, and maybe it's his health that caused him to lose it. If this happened with, you know, years ago, where he had absolutely no problem stealing and trust me, you know, owners of football teams are pretty damn powerful. If he had no problem stealing a Super Bowl ring that he didn't even earn from somebody as powerful as the owner of the Patriots, you already see his narcissism, his thievery. You already see that thinking, that entitlement. And so I think we can now go back, and many people that, you know, who said they met Putin and interviewed him, they're starting to pick up things where they found it was odd. And, you know, for years we're like, okay, he's nice, he's smiling, he's shaking hands with the president, you know, he's kind of staying in his own, you know, sandbox. For years I've been noticing that there's been something not right about him, and something that's, you know, and so on top of it, I don't want to say that his invasion of Ukraine is all of a sudden an act of psychosis. It's been postulated that. I think he's been, you know, suffering with things for a while. I think he's had issues, and now they might be accelerated. So, you know, I'll keep you guys posted on any medical issues that might, you know, be coming up. But, you know, I'm just not convinced that, you know, this was just a one-off. This is, I think this was, you know, long time in the planning. I think he's a very evil person. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're on the topic of Ukraine and Russia, some quick updates. According to CNN, the Ukrainian military says the Russian retreat in Kharkiv continues. So even though there's been bombing and there's been shelling, there has been a retreat. And Russia is trying to make progress towards Slovyansk, a key objective, and there's been some other villages under fire. But it looks like that some of Russian forces have been stalled. But good. I mean, keep it up, you know. The Turkish president, however, is not looking, quote, positively at Finland and Sweden potentially joining NATO. Now, remember, there has to be a unanimous sort of consent, because if somebody messes with NATO, you mess with all of us. So we're being told from CNN, the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said he is not looking at Finland or Sweden joining NATO positively, accusing both countries, they said counties, but I think that's a typo, countries of housing Kurdish terrorist organizations. He says, we are following the developments, but do not view it positively. He says, unfortunately, Scandinavian countries are like guest houses of terror organizations. He said PKK and DHKP have taken shelter there, and they have even taken place in their parliaments. At this stage, it is not possible for us to see this positively. So, you know, that could definitely change some things. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Germany on Saturday. Finnish, Swedish, Turkish ministers of foreign affairs will have the opportunity to discuss their reaction. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on our end. But as I said before, you know, this is a very unstable time. Countries are scrambling to get involved with NATO. They do have to bring something to the table, obviously, for them to get that protection from NATO forces. Meanwhile, Russia has threatened that anybody trying might be received with a nuclear threat. We'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a plot twist on Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. The world's richest man tweeting this morning his highly publicized plan to purchase Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the social media platform. Same story, different day as gas prices continue to rise.
AAA reports the national average price for regular jumped 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the fourth day in a row. At $3.95 a gallon, Georgia has the lowest statewide average and is only one of three states below $4 per gallon. At the high end, California is now up to $5.87 a gallon, the most expensive in America.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, USA Radio News. Folks in Minnesota are cleaning up after a storm brought dangerously strong winds to the Midwest and inflicted heavy damage in the state. Stevens County, Minnesota Sheriff Jason Dingham describes what he saw to Fox TV affiliate KMSP in Minneapolis.
I drove right into the middle of it, and it was hurricane-force winds. It seemed to be straight-line winds. I watched metal sheds being blown through fields. It was crazy.
Earlier this week, a storm-chasing meteorologist died in a crash that authorities say was caused by downed power lines on Interstate 90 in southwest Minnesota. California regulators are rejecting a billion-dollar plant that would turn ocean water to drinking water. Governor Gavin Newsom threw his support behind the $1.4 billion plant in Huntington Beach. It would have created drinking water for an estimated 400,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, pregnant moms aren't going to like this one. So, you know, when I was pregnant, I got headaches. And the only thing you could really, really take that was believed to be safe, although they slowly started to reverse some of that thinking, was at the time Tylenol. And when a pregnant mom is in pain, not so much during labor. During labor, we might give them some more heavy things and then would have to watch baby's heart rate. But at home, it's Tylenol. Tylenol. We avoided ibuprofen a lot during pregnancy, but Tylenol was, you could have Tylenol. You could have as much Tylenol as you want. That's the way it was in the 90s. And the 2000s. Well, remember I told you that a study came out? Well, multiple studies had come out over the past few years saying, Tylenol has its risks. We might need to rethink this. And so now OBs and, you know, they're trying to outweigh the risks and benefits. I mean, You don't want a pregnant woman in pain and then so much pain that they turn to alcohol or narcotics to try to control their pain. So, you know, you want to be able to manage your pain, but you also want to make sure that the fetus isn't at risk. And some of these risks that have been brought up was one study found an increased risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder with the use of Tylenol in fetuses. Another study expressed concern that the acetaminophen in Tylenol could affect fetal kidneys. It urged caution with use. Then a study that came out, this was last fall, published in Nature Reviews Endocrinology, found increased fetal risk of neurodevelopmental, reproductive, and urogenital disorders with use of Tylenol during pregnancy, acetaminophen. So it urged that patients minimize exposure. Now we have a study saying that Tylenol, ibuprofen, could now cause preterm labor and stillborns. So this is a huge about-face from how we were for decades, going, you can take Tylenol, it's okay, it's fine. And it also starts to make pregnant women nervous about all the things we've been telling them with, absolutely, that vaccine is fine, it's safe. If Tylenol turns around and ends up not being safe in pregnancy, many pregnant women are having a hell of a time now trusting anything we say. So this latest study comes from Aberdeen University, and they found higher rates of preterm birth and stillbirth among women who took paracetamol, which is the European form of Tylenol, and ibuprofen. They say premature birth was roughly 50% more likely among women who took one of five common painkillers at some point during their pregnancy. The study looked at more than 150,000 pregnancies over 3 decades, according to Daily Mail, and showed that the risk of stillbirth was 33% higher. So prematurity was 50% higher, being stillborn, the fetus being stillborn, 33% higher. Up to 8 in 10 mothers, they say, take painkillers. I try not to. I took as little as possible. Well, when I had a bad headache, or when I really tried to take, I mean, I probably took maybe less than 5 the whole pregnancy, you know, for both pregnancies combined. But I remember having to take a Tylenol. It was not, I mean, it, not easy. So this study, obviously, you know, this report is coming out of Europe. So the NHS, National Health Service of UK, says that paracetamol is the first choice painkiller for pregnant women, but warns against taking high-dose aspirin and anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. Now, this research suggests that the current guidance needs a, quote, urgent update. So this study is the largest of its kind, 151,000 pregnancies between 1985 and 2015. They looked at paracetamol, aspirin, ibuprofen, diclofenac, and naproxen. These are medicines we all use in America. And high-dose aspirin, never really recommended because the baby's circulation and 30 weeks and their foramen, and there's a whole bunch of reasons why. And NSAIDs, you know, we worry about the kidneys. We worry about, again, circulation because of it, the effect it could have on some of the arterioles and mom's kidneys. So we aren't really big fans of these anti-inflammatories. So the go-to has been Tylenol, or in Europe, paracetamol. But if now there's this additional risk, not to mention the neural tube defects, the ADHD, the other kidney issues that have been coming up, we really need to rethink what we're urging for pregnant women. And trust me, if you tell a person you can't have a pain medication, then, you know, or something for pain, going through 9 months, it already starts to make people panic. It's funny. I rarely suffer from migraines anymore, but I always bring my migraine medication with me because if I don't, I then think about it and then I get a headache. So we have to have a go-to. We have to have something. Now, my husband used a TENS unit on me for my back. I used ice. I used heating pads. I took a lot of hot showers when I was pregnant. It's going to be hard to do with water, you know, rationing now and, you know, in California and things like that, but you know, I used a lot of non-medicinal ways to manage pain during pregnancy. But then, I mean, when it came to the contractions, once I was admitted after 5 days, and I took the Demerol, I was like, thank you. I need that. And then I took the epidural. So The next question is if we are reversing the decades-old mantra of Tylenol is safe in pregnancy, it's safe, what happens now when moms, pregnant people, which we can't now say pregnant moms anymore, what happens when those who are pregnant start to go, wait a second, what about all these vaccines I'm getting in pregnancy? What about, well, we've been telling pregnant women the COVID vaccine is safe. We've been also telling pregnant women that COVID is worse for a pregnant woman, which I agree. I agree that COVID is not a good thing to get when you're pregnant. But can I say that we have all the data in the world leading to we'll have no regrets on somebody healthy getting the vaccine? We don't have that yet because it takes time. We've been urging pregnant women to get vaccinated, and that's now the growing consensus. But every doctor has to still tell their patient that, look, the benefits outweigh the risks of what we know. You know, everything we do now has to be almost prefaced by, look, this is the data we have now. So when I get pregnant women calling saying, how do I know you won't in 10 or 20 years reverse this and say, look, we made a mistake. It might not be that safe. I have to honestly answer and say, we don't know. We have no idea if the thinking is going to change. So every time we get some news that you can't use Tylenol, you know, that you might want to rethink using Tylenol in pregnancy, ibuprofen we've already pretty much, you know, I think in the olden days or previously you could take ibuprofen first or second trimester, but not a third. Now we just try to tell women to avoid it completely. But, you know, it's a bad enough thing to not be able to have something that pregnant people can use for pain. But, and again, I mean, if a woman's in pain, you know, the benefits outweigh the risk. A provider is going to watch him. But, you know, for people that are like, I'm getting headaches, I'm getting hormonal headaches all 9 months, that could possibly have some serious effects. But what's, like I said, the most serious thing, the most concerning thing about this study is if we have been telling women for years that Tylenol is safe, and only studies now in the 20s, right, you know, 2020s, are saying, oops, maybe not. What else have we told pregnant women was safe that might not be? And I think you're going to have a lot of lack of confidence in, you know, our science. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 2 weeks ago, one of you had asked about what is the status of WNBA star Brittany Griner. She's still in Russia, and we got a little bit of updates. She is Olympian, highly decorated women's basketball player who got detained because she was accused of bringing drugs into Russia when she was going to work there off season, as many female basketball players do. And she has been to Russia before and has played for their teams. And we are being told that she faces another month of detention in Russia, where state officials said she was caught, quote, red-handed trying to smuggle hash oil. Now, the White House has called her imprisonment illegal. And Griner is 31 years old. She was arrested February 18th for allegedly bringing vape cartridges containing hash oil, or cannabis, which is illegal in Russia. Russian officials say her arrest is based on objective facts and evidence, and she was, quote, caught red-handed trying to smuggle it. Now, she was there in Russia to play for the UMMC Yekaterinburg for a $1 million contract. Now, she could face up to 10 years in a labor camp for quote-unquote drug smuggling. She's a star athlete, Olympic. She had her hood over her face. She did not want cameras to get her face. People say that she looks very much thinner. Not sure how well she's being fed or taken care of. And she has been one of the best female basketball players in the world. She has been there now for 84 days. Her lawyer, Alexander Voykov, told the Associated Press the relatively short extension of the detention indicated that the case would come to trial soon. Now, according to Daily Mail, the Biden administration says Griner is being wrongfully detained, while the WNBA and U.S. officials have been working towards her release. But she's still there. In early May, her case was handed off to the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, which negotiates the release of hostages and other Americans deemed wrongfully detained. And the allegations have still not been proven in court. So, she's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and she wasn't released. She's detained this whole time. So, several public officials, including U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, have accused the Russian government of bringing false charges against her and other imprisoned Americans. Now, she has pleaded not guilty to the charges. One thing that just makes this very odd, this whole case, is Brittany has played in Russia before. So she's aware of the laws. And, I'm not saying this was planted on her, but it is, somebody who's a well-decorated athlete, completely understands the laws. Remember, we talked about it in Japan. The ADD medications had to go through a complete process because those might be considered stimulants. Well, they are stimulants, but they might be considered, illegal and not allowed not only during the Olympics, and then also I believe in China also, but I think this was with Japan, we spoke about this. So before an athlete goes to, a foreign country, they review and their team reviews all the new laws. And she's been there before. So was this a matter of somebody planting this, or was this a matter that she had a little bit that, she took with her? That, she had, and a lot of people vape, and they vape cannabis or hash or whatever, and they, like me, I'll always have water, I'll always have water in my backpack. I carry water around with me everywhere. So when I go through security, they have to stop and inspect the bag because I have water in it. I'm just so used to carrying water. There's a chance that she might be so used to carrying her vaped cannabis that, she forgot. But something just doesn't seem right because, you would think she would have remembered. So now you start to wonder, did they plant this on her? Because this timing was right around the, right around the invasion. And so considering how she looked, it looks like she's lost a lot of weight. We don't know if they're feeding her. And she was playing for Russia. That's the thing. She's an Olympian who is on the Russian team, hired by Russia, and they're keeping her jailed. It's very dangerous for her, very dangerous for anybody. That's why I said earlier in February, even before she was arrested, anybody, that's American might want to get the hell out right now. So Russian officials have called out the U.S. saying state representatives are trying to influence justice by sticking their nose in it. These charges are serious based on objective facts and evidence that is available. So, they're accusing her of smuggling. What, we're talking kilos? I don't get it. So this is going, obviously, to the court. State Department official in Moscow was granted consular access to her last month. The basketball player said she was in good condition. They were able to check on her condition. Sadly, this is not a good situation. And having, one of us as America, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And I don't really see the response from America. Let alone, with everything else going on with Ukraine, to be a very powerful, formidable stance. And, I'm nervous about this. I'm nervous for her. She doesn't look good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the biggest health crises that is about to hit us is the water shortage. And a lot of states, cities, residents are going to be dealing with having to limit water. And when they limit water, people, I want you to drink water. I want you to bathe. I want you to use water appropriately. And as we are dealing with this historic drought and water crisis, we need to come up with other ideas. So one idea was a desalination plant in Huntington Beach. And it appears that unanimously, according to CNN, it was rejected by the Coastline Protection Agency. It would have converted ocean water to municipal water for Orange County residents. 11 members of the California Coastal Commission voted against the facility, where water treatment developer Poseidon Water has been trying to build for decades. Poseidon said the plant would be capable of producing up to 50 million gallons of drinking water a day, helping to make the region more drought resilient. The commission is charged with protecting and enhancing the state's extensive coastline. Heard public comments on the project through the day Thursday, but they expressed concern that, I guess unanimously, they didn't like it. Poseidon released a statement following the vote thanking Governor Gavin Newsom for his support and reiterating its belief that the plant would be an important tool. So maybe, you know, others are expressing concern of lack of water resources and, you know, additional water resources should be developed, but I'm not exactly sure what their concerns were. So I'm, you know, not sure. So some people maybe are worried about the conservation. Some people think that there are less expensive and less harmful, I guess, tactics on the environment. My problem with all of this is I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have to share the Colorado River with California and Arizona and other states, and I get that, especially Arizona, but California has the Pacific Ocean, yet they need water from us. And I find that very frustrating because they have a whole Pacific, and I get you need water levels, and I get that, you know, the fish need the water. But, when you look at the Colorado River compared to the Pacific Ocean, I think, you know, I don't understand why we aren't using more of the ocean. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.